Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, we're spending some time looking at what I call some godly instruction given to us by God through Paul near the end of his first letter to the Corinthians. In it, he gives some series of concise instructions to those who would read his letter, including us. He says, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be people of courage, be strong, do everything in love." Today, we're going to look specifically at the second topic in that series of standing firm. 1 Peter 5:8 says, that was yesterday's 1 Peter 5:8. Today we're looking at Psalm 40, verse 2. "He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand." If you've ever been somewhere that is slippery, you recognize the value, the importance of standing firm. Here in northern Indiana, there's a whole season where you have to, at various times, watch carefully where you step so that you can stand firm without falling. The snow and ice that comes creates some rather slippery conditions. As I have opportunity to go out and photograph nature, I enjoy some of the hikes at various state and national parks, and sometimes the beauty that a rainfall creates is incredible to capture. But it also creates a lot of mud and mire, as the psalmist might put it, on some of these trails. Now, the easy thing to do is to simply skip taking that hike. Miss the beauty that's at the end or along the path. But the enjoyable part is finding a way to stand firm even in the midst of the mud and mire of the ice. After many years of slipping and sliding and trying to be extra careful on iced piers and various trails, we finally bought ice cleats for our boots this winter. And what a difference that has made. Both on the piers at the various lighthouses that we like to photograph that get ice covered in the winter, and on muddy and icy trails that we've hiked. To have that ability to, in a sense, be lifted above the slippery and have a grip on something that's solid. These spikes kind of dig in and give a stability that otherwise is lacking. But it's not just the ice-covered piers and the muddy and icy trails that we slip up on in life. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of slipperiness that is far worse than that. The falling and injuring our physical body is painful. But falling and injuring our spirit, damaging our relationship with Christ in the mud and mire of this world is, well, can have eternal consequences. The psalmist writes and says that in his despair, in the mud of life, in the times when there seemed to be very little hope, that God had lifted him up and set him on a solid place, on a rock, so that he would have a firm place to stand. As I read that, I thought about Peter walking on the water. And what an incredible thing to go out to Jesus who's standing there on the water. But as is often the case with us, we like to give Peter a hard time sometimes, but when we consider our own life and how often God calls us to himself and we head in that direction and then we get scared. We look around and the waves of this world, as Jesus would talk about in the parables, the cares of this world tend to get our attention. And we take our eyes off of Jesus for a moment and then a few more moments, and before long we're not looking at him at all because we realize we're sinking. But the best part of the story in my mind is that Jesus lifted Peter up and set him on a solid place, put him in the boat. When we cry out to Jesus as Peter did, "Lord, save me," he lifts us up and gives us a firm place to stand. The rock, which the Bible says is Jesus himself. When we come to God and we call out to him, he lifts us and sets us on a higher place. And we have a foundation not only upon which we can stand, but upon which we can build life. And that foundation is Jesus Christ. Today, whatever you go through, whatever amount of mud is in your path, however slippery the way might be, know that the Word of God can be those ice cleats that give you traction, that lift you above the mud and the mire, that keeps you from falling. The importance of looking to Jesus, of keeping our eyes fixed on him, as the writer of Hebrews, I believe, says, to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, completer, finisher. He not only began it, he will see it through to completion as we fix our eyes on him. That's what it looks like to stand firm in this world that we live in. It's not that the mud disappears. It's not that the mire all of a sudden dries up. And it's that we've been lifted above it. And we have one upon which we can stand. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to focus more on the one that lifts you than you focus on the mud. It's okay to be aware, to realize that you could fall, but to realize also there's one that keeps you from falling. Today, walk hand in hand with Jesus. Allow him to carry you when you're too weak to go on your own. And as he carries you, he will set your feet on a solid place so that you can continue to stand. One of my favorite parts of the armor of God passage says that when we put on this armor and as we go to God in prayer, that we can stand, and after we have done all else, we can stand. The reason that we do that is because of the one who lifts us. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love lifts us from the mud of this world, from the slipperiness of deceit and deception and all of the things that the enemy wants to use to make us fall. But because of your love, you have sent Jesus through his blood and his righteousness to lift us out of all of that mud and mire and craziness of this world, to set us on a solid place so that we can stand firm. Father, today I pray that as we notice the things of this world that could cause us to fall, that could make us slip, that we would pay more attention to the one that can lift us above them. We would spend time with you in your word and with your spirit guiding and prompting and leading us. God, today, may we be mindful of those that need help. Those who are struggling in life, who seem to constantly be slipping backwards, who've perhaps forgotten how powerful it is to look to you and cry out, Lord, save me. May we live as those who have been lifted up and stand firm, not just for our own benefit, but so that we can reach out to others, to give them a helping hand, to walk with them and share with them. Father, today I continue to pray for those that struggle for so many different reasons. Those who are continuing to deal with loss in their life and the pain that brings. Those whose health has not been what it ought to be and who continue to struggle, and so many that have struggled for so long that there seems to be no end. And Father, as I think back in my own life of times where I felt that, I ask that you would fill those individuals with hope. A solid knowledge that you have never left them and never will. Father, I pray for those in Ukraine that are struggling to survive. Father, that at a time when they're not sure what to do and where to turn and who to trust, I pray that they would look to you and be lifted out of the mud. I pray that you would confuse the enemy, not simply the physical enemy, but that your children standing firm together would confuse the spiritual enemy. Father, for those providing help, and that you would watch over them, that you would help them to be in the right place that they need to be the most effective that they can be. Father, I pray for an end to this war. I know your word tells us that wars and conflict exist, but it also calls for us to be peacemakers and to pray for peacemakers. I pray that the ugliness of war would help us
to see the ugliness of the own conflict, of the conflicts that we find ourselves in. Father, as far as it is possible with us, may we live at peace with all people. Most importantly, may we be at peace with you and take a message of hope that's found as people make peace through a full surrender to you. Father, today, as we stand firm, as we come to you to be lifted up, to stand firm on the rock of Jesus, may we do so in such a way that we lift up Jesus as the one who put us there, as the one upon which we stand. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I just see my live video died. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.